Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
9:08 on this Wednesday, the second day of spring. Most years, spring starts on the 20th of March, which is today, but this year, leap year and all that stuff, we had an extra day in there, so spring started on the 19th, and well, I'm happy to be here. Are you happy to be here? I got Sean Christensen from Chamber of Commerce here. Hi, Sean.
There's nowhere I'd rather be, Andy.
Really? Nowhere?
Nowhere I'd rather be. On a Wednesday morning?
On a hot tub?
Nope. With a, here in your office. This is the place I'd choose.
Hot tub with a mocktail right now?
No. No? Okay. No.
Jana Priest is here as well. She is the Member Services Manager for the Chamber of Commerce. Did I get that right?
Yeah, I nailed it.
All right. That's it. I'm out. That's all I got. So, no, you appreciate you guys. But we're going to talk about Macklemore now for a few minutes. I don't even know who that is. Sean came in and said something about Macklemore and his thrift stores and stuff, and I looked at him like he was speaking a foreign language, which he wasn't, but he might as well have been.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a game changer for us as parents. That song came out, and then next thing I know, my kids didn't want to shop
stores. This is a song where he talks about buying clothes that make him look cool at thrift stores. Is that
that's exactly
what I'm
right.
getting?
Yeah.
And your kids, when they heard the song, were like, I want to be cool like Macklemore, so they wanted to shop at thrift stores.
It's totally true. And it became like this whole thing, and now to this day, those kids, they'll, whether when we were in New York and in Texas, they shopped at thrift stores. Here, they hit up the DI. They love it.
Wow. There's a Catholic thrift store, too, right over here. I don't know if your kids have discovered that one.
They haven't discovered that one yet. I've dropped stuff there because it's right by the chamber. So it's just around the corner from us.
Yeah, I actually found, that sounds bad. I don't mean it to sound bad, but I found a Halloween costume last year at the Catholic thrift store. I needed a specific jacket and a specific pair of shoes and found them at the Catholic thrift store.
What was the costume?
I was Fezzik from Princess Bride.
Oh, very
nice. Andre the Giant, you know?
Yeah.
Anybody want a peanut?
No more rhyming, and I mean it. Yeah, all right. So anyway, thanks for coming in today, and hopefully you all find what you're looking for at the thrift store.
Yeah.
And everyone's happy. How old are your kids now, Sean?
So I've got 24, 19, 18, and 15.
Okay, so you still got two of them at home?
Yeah, I mean, that would be nice, but yeah, we haven't gotten them all out yet. So our oldest is out and on her own. Our 19-year-old is, she's actually training to be a dental assistant over at Plum Dental, on Bluff here. And
I was going to say, you know, they sell boots at the thrift store. You can use a boot to kick your kid right out the...
That's exactly what I should be invested in.
We actually told our kids, said, your 19th birthday is a very special day in this family. And they're like, oh, really? Why is that? That's the day you're moving out.
And I wish you had told me this a year ago, Andy.
We stuck to that, yeah.
So. That's awesome. Yeah, then our 18-year-old, she goes to SUU, and she does classes online. She actually went in person the first semester. She did not enjoy it. Had a
Isn't
hard
that
time
weird
finding,
how that's worked out, right?
Yeah, she had a hard time finding, like, a good social scene that she felt, like, fitter. And so she moved back home, and now she goes every weekend up to Bryanhead. I'm like, gosh, if you're living in Cedar, you'd be a lot closer. But anyway.
And not here.
That's right.
I have two daughters, and, you know, with the COVID thing, we went to online learning, and my one daughter found that was, like, the best for her. She loved online learning to the point now she's in college, and she has to go in person for, like, one class. Most of her classes are online classes, and she loves it. My other daughter absolutely hated online learning and hated, you know, having to get on the computer and Zoom class and all that stuff. And she would rather be there in person. She does not, she avoids at all costs taking online classes.
So. Yeah. I think it's a personality thing. Like my 18-year-old, she loved her friends from high school. And then when they all separated and went their ways, like, she was super lonely without her friends. And so... most of them stayed here in St. George, so she moved back home with us, and she's planning on going on a mission, so maybe a little later this year she'll get her paperwork in and good stuff. Yeah.
Did you go, Jana and Sean, today is International Day of Happiness. I don't know if you knew that. So today is the day we're supposed to celebrate all the things we're happy about.
Wow.
I did not know that.
It is International Day of Happiness. Unfortunately, I have bad news. The U.S. has never been, and this has been going, they've been doing this Gallup poll for the last 13 years or so. U.S. has never finished out of the top 20 until this year. We are the 23rd happiest country in the world.
Oh, wow. And who's number one? It's always a European country, it's like Denmark or
you're
Finland.
Close. You're
or
Finland, that's the one.
Finland, there we
Finland
go.
Finland is number one. Denmark is two. So,
they're number two.
Yeah, one and two. And something about those Scandinavian countries, they are happy there. And
the Christensen's are from Denmark.
Yeah, and sounds Danish, yes.
Yeah, so.
Very, very cool. So, anyway, let's all be happy today, right?
Fair enough.
Got some ground to make up, right?
Now, Jana, what's priest? What's that ancestry? Is it?
That's English.
Oh, English. You're English?
Yes.
Bloody
from
good.
Hertfordshire.
Oh, okay. Have you been back there?
No, I have not.
Okay. Go check it out. Maybe it's cool.
Oh, that would be cool. That's where Pride and Prejudice is set.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Darcy and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Everything I know about Pride and Prejudice, I learned from watching You've Got Mail with Tom Hanks. because I never read the book. I apologize.
It's a classic for a reason.
They call books like that bricks because they have so dang many pages.
I think that's a good description.
Yeah.
I also would say my history on Pride and Prejudice comes from You've Got Mail. Yeah. So, Andy.
Thank you, Sean, for backing me on that. Yeah. I noticed you and Stockton over there wearing black today. I did not get the memo. I'm wearing red, and Jana's wearing green. So,
well, it is the International Day of Happiness.
Yeah.
So what would not scream that more than a black shirt?
Don't they wear black to funerals?
Well, you know.
Well, we tell the 23 he's mourning the loss.
Okay. So what's happening with the chamber right now? You guys continue, you know, with the growth that we've had. It seems like to me the chamber would be flourishing maybe more than ever. Is that true?
I mean, in our opinion, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're doing fantastic. It's our membership growth has been great, but we focus less on the growth of our membership. We focus more on the value we provide.
Yeah.
And the last 18 months has been really insightful for all of us. And we've spent a lot of time like thinking about if I was a business owner and I belong to a membership organization, what's going to change my life, make my business easier, make my life easier. And then those are the things that we try to train on, try to plan our lunches around, the things that we discuss with our members. That is what we're focused on. And I think the market's responded. Our lunches are busier than ever. We max out every single time. We've got one today. We hold it at the chamber. The most people we can fit down there is about the power lunch. That's right. And Greater Zion's presenting at this one.
Okay.
So they are talking about the Ironman that's coming up.
When is that? What's the date?
So that is
March 4th.
Yeah.
Or May 4th. Sorry, May 4th.
I was going to say March 4th. That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
May 4th.
That other M month.
Wow, it's coming quick, isn't it?
Yeah, and Star Wars Day that day, right?
May the 4th be with you, yeah.
I'm surprised Jana didn't jump right on that. That's right up her alley.
Well, I got married on Revenge of the 5th, so.
Are you a Star Wars fan?
I am a Star Wars fan.
Yeah, that's cool.
If you ever visit her office, she has a Han Solo cast fridge, the one where he's
really
in
where he's
the,
frozen
in
carbonite
crypt.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. I would not call myself a Star Wars fan, but I would not call myself a Star Wars hater either. I'm kind of in the middle. I like Star Wars. I mean, when you're my age, you know, it came out in 77, the first one. I was 11 years old. I mean, that was the ultimate cool movie. That and Smokey and the Bandit, and I saw them both like 20 times, you know. So, yeah. So that was, I mean, it's part of who we are, right, Jana?
I mean, original Star Wars is the best Star Wars. You won't find me complaining. That was classic.
You know what's funny is that it's called A New Hope. I guess we didn't know that back then. We just called it Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't know it was A New Hope until it was like 20 years later. That's A New Hope. Oh, okay. Whatever.
Well, so. Now there's so many, you can't say the first one because do you mean the first one that ever came out? The first one in the storyline?
That's right. Because that was number four.
Yeah.
The first one was number four. Yes. We had to go back and get 1 through 3 in there. And so. All right. Well, Chamber of Commerce again, Power Luncheon today at the Chamber. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it down in the basement there?
Yep.
Okay.
So we can fit up to, it depends on how we do the seating, but we try to limit it to 50 so that you know, everybody's comfortable down there. We're having lunch coming from Pasta Factory and Greater Zion presenting. And
nice.
They'll talk about things like, you know, it's difficult for some businesses when Iron Man comes because there's roads that are shut down and things like that. And so Greater Zion's invest a lot of time and effort into, you know, things that you can do with your business that would really appeal to the crowd that's there. Like one thing they said is they said, gosh, I just want to get my kid to put one of those backpacks on that you can carry big coffee in with the big plastic coffee dispenser on the back and just go around and sell coffee for $5 a cup and they would sell out within 20 minutes. It's just like there's just a lot of unique things you can do. But we understand for our business owners, like we had one that had called in and they were having some struggles with the shutdown of the road. So we connected with Greater Zion. They had a conversation with them. They were able to figure out some things to be able to put up some signs to direct people to their parking lot that was accessible, just not as obvious. So we do everything we can to make sure that we can capitalize on all that money that comes into the market when they're here.
Sometimes we forget about that. A lot of these events are really great for local businesses, but some of them actually do hurt local businesses with access and things like that. I was talking yesterday with Gail Almquist, the county commissioner, about the county's push to get rid of turf and the limitation of how much actual real grass is put into new homes. And I said, it feels like to me, and I have a friend who owns a turf sod farm, and it feels like to me that it's like the government trying to shut down one particular kind of business. And he said that actually, I can understand that. He said, but the crazy thing is they're actually in the turf sod business. They're booming right now. They are because, yeah, maybe houses are allowed to have less grass, but there were more houses.
That's exactly right.
And they're all doing gangbusters right now. So
yeah, we've had a turf company that joined the chamber called Purchase Green out of Hurricane recently, and they used to install artificial turf, and then they decided to become a dealer for Purchase Green, and so so you can buy your turf and do DIY. I don't know if I would recommend it because
hard work. We did that.
I am in the middle of it right now, Andy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm down 4 inches. Now I got to backfill in with the deconstructed granite. Man. So I'll let you know
it's
next
time
I'm in.
It is
all
hard
installed.
Work. Yeah. And, you know, and I have a bad back. So, you know, I tried to help as much as I could. But honestly, it fell to my wife to do a lot of it because there was some of it I couldn't even do. And then that's not good.
Yeah. That's not doing you any favors at home. Yeah.
So, Jana, how about member services? How are we doing? I guess part of your job is to make sure these people are happy, correct?
Yeah, we want them to join, and then we want them to stay. We want them to find the value in their membership. We want them to continue to contribute because that's where the real value of the chamber is connecting with other members. That's the whole reason we exist, is connecting everybody together.
So I'm going to give you a chance to give me a pitch now. This is hypothetical. This is not real. But I decided I'm going to open an ice cream shop on 700 South. And I really want customers, obviously, so my business will succeed. I feel like I offer something unique. You know, the kind of ice cream we sell, nobody else sells. And I go to, you guys come to me and say, hey, you want to join the Chamber of Commerce? And I say, well, why would I join the Chamber of Commerce? What's the advantage to me, Jana?
Do you mind if I jump in for a second?
Oh, you're going to steal it?
No, only for a second, then she's going to go.
Okay.
I would tell you this, Andy. Uh-huh. We would never go to them and say, we'd like you to join the Chamber of Commerce. The first thing we would say to them is tell me about your business and tell me what you're trying to accomplish and let's see if we're a fit.
Okay.
We don't automatically assume that every business needs to be part of our Chamber of Commerce. We want to know what's going on with their business and if there are services and things we can do to make their life easier. And very high percentage of time, that ends up being the case, right?
Okay, sure.
But, I had experience early on before I was with the chamber where somebody did. They just said to me, you should belong to the chamber. And I said, oh, okay, why? And they're like, well, because everybody joins the chamber.
That's not a very good reason.
And I'm like, that's not a great value proposition, right? But after we go through and talk with them about their business, understand what they need, what they're trying to accomplish, then, Jana, I'll let you go ahead and run through the value proposition.
Well, one of my favorite ways, I've heard Sean say this to multiple people, is Southern Utah. It's a very unique market. It's different than any place I've ever lived. If you build it, people will come in other places. That is not the case in St. George.
Really?
St. George, you need to build relationships with the community. People want to be involved. They want to be able to trust you before they do business. So the magic of the chamber is building those relationships. So you make connections and then people refer you. Like, oh, I know somebody that does that. Did you hear about the new ice cream place on 700? They're amazing. You know, that's where the real magic of the chamber happens. So we're here to help foster those connections. And then in any way that we need, if they need help with maybe some local politics with the cities, if they're having some red tape issues, we can maybe help smooth the way for them or, you know, just make sure that they're feeling comfortable opening. We have found in general, we recommend that businesses don't open in June through August, because that's our slowest time. So if they're coming to us before they're open.
But it's an ice cream store, so maybe July, August isn't a bad idea, right? Because it's 115 and you want to get cool.
And that could be a great time to endear yourself to the local market, right? You're going to miss out on a lot of tourism dollars for those first 3 months, right?
That's true.
You open at the end of May, and people are going to stop coming to St. George around that time because there's cooler but yet warm places to start visiting then. So if a business came in and said that to me, I'd be like, okay, we need to help you market heavily to your local market. And so if they don't have a marketing plan, I would hook them up with one of the businesses that we represent that do marketing plans. If they just need help pushing, they got a marketing plan and they want to help pushing that information out, we've got a lot of venues through the chamber to be able to do that.
Nice.
And so, yeah, back to what Jana was saying, the magic really is, it's not like you walk into the chamber and you go to your first lunch and there's 100 people there and you're selling your product to 50 of them, right? For me, that's not the magic of the chamber. They may or may not buy from you. But as you come to chamber events over and over and people begin to know you, they will talk about you. And think about who you were a sunshiner with. They're all salespeople, business development people that love to talk about positive things, and they love to refer people, and they love to build a network. Right. And so you become part of that network, and that is how you start generating business through that. And they invite you to their company, a company event, and it's going to be a picnic. Hey, let's get our ice cream through Andy's Ice Cream, right?
Yeah.
And
Andy's Ice Cream, I kind of like that.
I mean, it sounds good.
the way I look at it is okay, she's right. It's a very unique market that we live in. Part of it is the modern, too. I mean, if you started a business 20 years ago, we didn't care about online reviews. There were very few online review companies. I mean, maybe the beginning of Yelp or whatever was back then, but that kind of stuff didn't really matter that much. But now, I mean, you have to have a good presence online. That's part of it. And you know, the reviews. I have a friend who has a restaurant, and he does not respond to reviews. And I'm like, I can see where you're. He's like, if I respond to one, I have to respond to all of them. It's going to be this gigantic job. But at the same time, you know, if somebody says something that is unflattering to your business, and there's a reason for it, a good reason for it, you know, one, you might get a review that says, "Oh, my service was terrible." Well, maybe that was the day when, you know, two people called out sick, or what, you know what I mean. So I just kind of feel like you need help. As a business, and that's what the Chamber of Commerce can offer. Is you got to have some help. You can't just say, I'm starting a business, everybody come to my place. It doesn't work that way anymore.
And we're kind of spoiled in Southern Utah as far as chambers go. I talk to other chambers around the state, and you know, they'll struggle to bring new members in. And here in St. George, it's just part of our DNA. You open a business, and you're talking to people. Yeah, I'm opening this business, and we have so many great people in our community that are like, well, you got to make sure you join the chamber. And so we get a lot of organic new members where we're not chasing them. They're coming directly to us and saying, I'm opening, you know, can you help me with my grand opening? Can we do a ribbon cutting? And then we coach them through how to do the very best possible ribbon cutting that they can do.
Nice.
And how to get the most people out, and we'll advertise it, but this is what you should do with your friends. And oh, by the way, you know, you should have some sample of your product there. You want to create an experience at your ribbon cutting, not just have everybody show up, cut a ribbon, and then everybody leave. Like, get folks to engage with your business, because, again, that's where the magic of people referring. The people who come to your ribbon cutting may not buy from you, right? Let's say you're selling an expensive product, and it's not an impulse buy like ice cream, right? They may not buy from you in that moment, but that's your opportunity to generate goodwill and interest from them, and then they refer people and might come themselves.
And that presence online, too, because you're going to get stories written about you in, you know, in news outlets, including 890kdxu.com. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, Jana will use the Jedi mind trick on you.
That's right.
No,
it's my secret. Don't be spoiling that.
All right, we're running short on time. You had some calendar things, some stuff coming up that you wanted to make people aware of.
You know what? Actually, next Wednesday we have our Element Awards, and it's a sold-out event. But what I would say about the Element Awards is this is where we as a chamber recognize incredible women here in southern Utah who've made an impact on our economy and in the business world. And so this year we're recognizing Natalie Ashby from Intermountain Health. She's president of the hospital here.
Yeah.
We're recognizing Kelly Shannon from Catering Concepts. Mm-hmm. She's co-founder and the genius behind that. And then we're recognizing Madonna Melton, who's been the director of operations over the Dove Center and has been there for over 25 years. And how does that impact our economy? Well, the good work that they do allows people to get back into the workforce and do some amazing things for us. And so we're excited. That's next Wednesday, our Element Awards.
Sold out, though, huh?
What's that?
It's sold out.
Sold out, yep. Wow. Sold out a few weeks ago, and now we're just buttoning down all the logistics, making sure we're prepared. It's over the Courtyard Marriott, and just looking forward to honoring those women. And then Congresswoman Celeste Malloy is going to be our keynote speaker there.
Nice. Are you going to wear a tux?
But I will wear a suit and a tie if you want to say. I might even don this black shirt, Andy.
No, I like the black shirt.
Yeah.
You can pair that with a white tie or a light-colored tie.
Yeah, rose gold. I've already purchased the tie.
Very cool. Well, Shanna, Sean, thank you for coming in today. It's been a pleasure. Congratulations on, the Element Awards. And it's actually become a part of the fabric of St. George now. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right. Got to go to a weather break. Thanks again for coming in, you guys. Good to talk to you. And let's do a weather check, and we'll be right back on the Andy Griffin Show.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back, 9:35 on KDXU. I'm Andy. This is the Andy Griffin Show, and Mal is here. Now, Mal, what is Mal short for? I gotta ask that right up front.
Mal is short for Mallory.
Mallory, that's what I figured.
So,
all right.
I used to be an instructor, and that was what I had my students call me, and it just kind of stuck. Yep.
You like Mal? If we're to ask your mom and dad, that people call you Mal, they would be, what would be their reaction?
Oh, they called me Mal all the time.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah, cool. My dad called me Mally the Alley Cat.
I like that. Yeah. My parents, my name is Andrew, my real name. Uh-huh. And the only time I ever got called Andrew was when I was in trouble.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it was Andy.
Yeah. So. Well, with Mallory, if I tell people my name is Mallory, I get Melody, I get Melanie.
Oh, really?
I get Valerie.
They don't get it right.
They
huh?
never seem to get Mallory, so Mal they get.
Seems like, and I'll begin my research staff on this, Stockton. seemed like there was a sitcom character years ago named Mallory Keaton.
It was from the family something or other, right?
Yeah, I think my mom has actually talked about that, a show from the 70s or something.
Yeah, maybe 80s, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was a long time. And I think that Michael J. Fox played her. So Mallory was kind of this flower child, free, you know, kind of. And her brother Alex was like this conservative Republican guy. And so it was kind of a funny little relationship there.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So anyway, Mal works for Modern Warriors.
Yep.
Has agreed to come on the show today. Dave Bromer a lot of times is in here from Modern Warriors, but Mal came in, and you're much prettier than he is.
Thank you. Yeah, when they asked me if I wanted to come on, I was like, so you're telling me instead of going to work, I get to go talk for 30 minutes, and people might actually listen to me. Like, yeah. that sounds great.
It's true. Where are you from originally, Mal?
So I'm originally from Idaho.
Okay, what part?
Rigby.
Rigby, okay.
Really small town. Yeah, if you know Bear World.
I don't know that one.
Some people know that. It's a weird bear exhibit there. It might have been shut down by
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah. But BYUI is about 20 minutes away from Rigby. Yeah.
The guy that hosted this show before I did 5 years ago, Mike McGarry, was from Idaho. He was from Shelley, Idaho.
Yeah.
Which is really close, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about 30 minutes south or southwest. Yeah.
And I have a quick story about that. There's a town called Jerome, Idaho. You probably know where Jerome is or heard of it.
Oh, yeah. You had to learn all the counties in Idaho growing up. And so
there you go.
I just know that Jerome's on the list.
So one of the very first football games I broadcast with Mike McGarry, it was a Dixie College game. Now we're talking mid-90s, right? This is a long time ago.
Yeah.
But there was a kid on the team from Jerome, Idaho. And so I had lived in Idaho, but way up northern Idaho. So I thought I knew Idaho, but I didn't really know Idaho. Mike said, yeah, there's so-and-so. He's from Jerome, Idaho. And I said, Mike, I believe that's Jeremy, Idaho. And he said, well, I'm from about 30 minutes away or whatever, however far it was, and I'm pretty sure it's Jerome. And I was like, oh.
I love your confidence going into that.
Yeah, I was 100% sure, and I was 100% wrong.
Yeah.
So anyway, learned my lesson that day. Yeah, never. If you're not, I guess I would say I was 99% sure, because if you're not 100% sure, don't open your mouth.
Yeah.
So. Now, Modern Warriors has a cool anniversary celebration coming. 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
Modern Warriors. That's this store, right? Been around 10 years, or is it just the whole company?
So it's just the whole company.
Okay.
We actually started back in a little shop on Bluff Street. This was about 3 years ago that we moved to our new place. But back then we were in this little shop. Everyone from the shop calls it the closet because it really was. I mean, maybe twice as big as the room we're in right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah, it was really small. So I started working there just doing contract work as the website designer. And I remember walking in the first time, and it's like you walk in 2 feet and you hit a gun counter. Like, it was very, very small.
No,
but
yeah.
People still liked it. It didn't seem to bother anybody because we grew enough that now we're in this beautiful new showroom.
I was going to say, if you've been to Modern Warriors lately, the building is modern. It's modern, and it's nice, and it's roomy, and it's everything you would hope for.
Yeah,
I think.
It's a really unique experience. There's a couple things that we really like to boast about. One's our customer service. So you come in, you ask questions. There will be one salesman in there. Well, there's multiple, but we have such different interests that there will always be someone who has either shot the gun that you're looking at, is super interested in the gun you're looking at. So super helpful that way. But also just the layout of the floor. When you go to a gun store, you're usually having to, you know, the salesman's on one side of the counter, you're on the other side of the counter, and you point and you say, okay, I want to look at that one. And he's like, oh, like, what one? Like this one. And it's not always the best experience, where with our shop, it's all open.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our gun walls with different guns on them. We've got our suppressor walls, optics, things like that. And you can go up and you can look at them. A salesman will be there if you have any questions, and obviously for safety reasons, but you really get to experience what it's like to hold those firearms and that freedom of selection. And it's really a unique experience.
I have to tell you, when I first bought my favorite gun now, it's a Glock 19, which I know a lot of people love that
classic
gun. But I had had other guns, a lot of other guns, including a Taurus, and none of them, I have big hands. None of them felt good in my hand until I held that Glock, and it fit. You know what I mean? And I think that speaks to what you were talking about. To be able to actually hold it and say, how does this feel in my hand? And then, of course, then I went and shot it and everything. I was like, okay, this is the one.
Oh, so yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, and they're very experienced as far as, like, showing you how the gun operates and, you know what I mean? Like, simple things. As a woman, I had shot guns in the past, but it really was kind of just someone handing me a rifle or a shotgun and saying, okay, it's loaded, like,
yeah.
Do this, you know? Yeah. So for me, that, because I bought my own first gun from the shop, they were able to show me things like, okay, this is, I mean, as simple as this is how you rack it, this is how you drop the mag. This kind of gun is going to be easier to rack, where mm-hmm. this gun's a little bit bigger. So
right.
you got to know those kind of things, and they're there to tell you.
And that can be really important for someone, maybe for a woman. Yeah. Racking it. My wife acts two things. How hard a gun is to rack was important to her, and how loud it was. And yeah. I know that seems stupid, but that was important to her. She didn't want to shoot a gun even with headphones on that would hurt her ears.
Yeah. So
it's, like I said, it seems like kind of a silly thing, but it was important to her.
Yeah.
So
what kind of a gun does she have?
She has a Glock, but it's a .22 caliber.
I was going to say, she should look at a .22
yeah.
then.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing about it, it might take an extra shot or two to take something down if you had to, but it works pretty much the same as any other gun.
Well, and with that kind of training, it's like, as long as you are comfortable using it and prepped, then a .22 in the right spot can do enough damage.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the anniversary celebration. It's April 6th. That's a Saturday, I assume.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. My calendar's over there, but it's behind me. I'm not going to turn. I'll let you talk about it. What's happening on April 6th exactly?
Okay. So if you were around sometime last year, we did a spring customer appreciation event.
Mm-hmm.
And this is similar to that, but a lot bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah. We really wanted to show our customers how much the last 10 years have meant to us and how important it is that they were there to see this company grow. So some of the fun things is we've got 50 different brands. So the entire parking lot is going to be set up with all these different brands. And we kind of joke that it's the SHOT Show for the public. So SHOT Show is not open for public, but if you get the chance to go in, you get to see all these different brands and talk to these reps and talk about new products and things like that. So with 50 different brands, you can go to all your favorite little tents and ask questions and meet the people behind the product.
So it's almost going to be like a farmer's market expo type thing. All kinds of tents and all kinds of things to look at. And it's not just guns, and I don't mean that to be derogatory of guns, but it's all kinds of accessories and cool stuff.
Yeah, we'll have optic brands, we'll have suppressor brands, parts. There's going to be lots of different, like, we have it spread out to a nice array of different brands. We're also going to have giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be $25,000 in giveaways.
Wow.
Yeah, and that is just from the brands that are doing giveaways. And then we also have Chris Kale from Five Finger Death Punch is going to be there, and he'll be signing autographs and doing meet and greets.
I'm not up on I've heard of Five Finger Death Punch, but I couldn't tell you anything they sing, but I assume that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. They're a really cool band, and they have, they do a lot of, like, military and law enforcement support, and that's really important to us as a company.
That's really cool.
So Chris Kale has been our ambassador for the past couple years, and we really enjoy working with him. So he'll be there signing and doing meet and greets, but he's also giving away two autographed guitars.
Whoa. That's cool.
And it's a custom autograph, so it's not just something he's autographed in the past. Like, the winner, he'll go and sit with them and autograph the
guitar for them.
It's going to be really cool. So with the raffles and the guitar giveaway, how that works is if you spend $20 at the shop, you get a raffle ticket, and you also get to eat free at one of the food trucks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pays for itself there.
Yeah, so we'll have four different food trucks kind of in that area with all the different tents. So you'll get to eat free, and then I believe it's every $20 you get a ticket. So past spending the $20, right, you'll get more tickets. And you can also purchase tickets with all of the proceeds going to the Utah Veterans Alliance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's so awesome. Yeah, we've been talking with the veterans home in recent times about, you know, memory care and veterans. Let's face it, our veterans, most of them are older at this point, especially the ones that fought in wars. And so, that's really cool. I love it that you guys are stepping forward and making them a part of things too.
Definitely, it's really important to us as a company. Yeah,
that is April 6th. What is it, like 9 to 4 or something like that?
Yes, 9 to 4 at the shop.
9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you don't know where Modern Warriors it's, I would say, I wouldn't say it's hard to find it, but you do have to navigate a couple of roundabouts. Yeah. Which can be in southern Utah can be an interesting proposition. But, it's kind of behind the truck stop and the hotel there on the Bloomington exit. It's across the freeway from the Walmart.
Yeah.
It's almost directly across the freeway from the Walmart. Yeah. So it's actually not that hard to find once you actually know where it is. You're like, oh, duh. But I remember the first time I went to your store, I was like, I didn't even know this was back here. Yeah. This is so cool. You and AWP, and is there another shop or two there back there?
Yeah,
as well?
There's a couple, like, manufacturing shops.
It's like, wow, this is cool.
Yeah, we really are just kind of tucked back in our corner.
All right, we're going to get another quick commercial break in. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mal. By the way, thanks, Stockton. The show was Family Ties. And that was Michael J. Fox's like first big project, and he became obviously a star after that.
Yeah.
And Mallory Keaton was his sister on the show.
So, I'll have to watch that.
It's probably out there in internet world somewhere you can watch. Maybe you can relate to Mallory on that show.
Yeah.
So, we'll get a commercial break in. When we come back, we're going to talk about the trend of women owning guns and the need. It's not just buying a gun, the need to know what you're doing if you do buy one. When we come back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
9:51 on KDXU. I'm Andy. Mal is here. You know, I didn't hear your last name, Mal. What is your last name?
Madsen.
Mallory Madsen.
You guys don't do talk shows with Sun River, do you?
We occasionally have Sun River on talking about stuff, yeah.
Okay, because so my dad works out at Sun River.
Okay.
And I know that he does a radio show every so often.
Okay, he fills in for Brandon Hansen. That's your dad. One of those guys is your... Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to my dad. I don't know if he's
listening.
Hi, Dad.
He should be listening if he's not.
He should be, yeah.
All right. Well, Mal, thanks again for coming in today and talking guns. I like the fact that we have a female, and I'm not trying to like be sexist or anything, but because it's a different perspective on owning a gun if you're a woman. Tell me about your decision to get involved in this type of industry and this type of business and the fact that, you know, I guess you probably believe women should all own a gun, right?
Yeah, I do. It's not always super fun to talk about, but as women, we are put in situations where we feel less safe than we would like to.
Mm-hmm.
And
probably fairly common too.
Yeah. And I don't want to jump on that train too much, but there's not only a sense of security and protection that comes with carrying a firearm, but also confidence and empowerment, especially when you take the time to learn about your firearm and to train, you have this sense of power that's behind you at all times. So last year for Women's Month, which is this month, March, we actually had a couple gals come in and talk at the shop about what carrying firearms means to them. And we had Brooke Entz. She's local. She lives here.
Mm-hmm.
We had her talking about it, and she said something that I think was, I mean, I don't know if all women feel this way, but the way she talked about it, I loved. She said she doesn't want to just be good at shooting. She wants to be an absolute monster. She's like, I want to be the person who saves you if I need to. Here to protect my family. I'm not just here to protect myself, but I'm here if something happens to someone else.
I read a quote today, and I can't quote it exactly because I just read it once, but I can paraphrase it. It was basically confrontation, especially war, is not about who's in front of you. It's about who's behind you,
yeah.
your family, the people that you love, the people that you're sticking up for. So that kind of, to me, that fits right in with what you're talking about. The thing that's important, too, and hopefully you can talk about this a little bit, not just buying a gun, not just owning a gun, not just carrying a gun, but knowing how to use it and what to do with it when you have one. I know there are a lot of people, and there has been a trend of people wanting to carry, and kudos to them. But gosh, don't just go buy a gun and then stick it in your holster or your pocket and say I'm armed now. You need to have a little bit of knowledge behind it.
Yeah, there are plenty of videos on Twitter to show you why you should not just stick a loaded handgun in your pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the training is so important. I was really lucky when I bought my first handgun working at the shop because not only did I have a team of people who were there and ready to assist me, not just as the salesman, but as my friends and my coworkers, I was actually able, so I carry a P365 XL, and I was able to go out to the range with three other girls that work at the shop that also carried that exact same gun, and I was able to fire each of their guns, look at the different sights they had on it, the different grips that they had, different holsters, and I really got to experience what it would be like to carry that gun without, you know what I mean, making my purchase first.
Yeah.
So if you have that luxury, it's great. If not, even just trying out the gun at the shop, seeing how it feels. But the training is so important, and I had my gun for months before I actually carried it. I got my setup, I had my holster, I had everything planned to carry it. And even when I started carrying it, I wouldn't carry it loaded. So I started carrying just to get used to the weight of it and the feel of it and to know that I had it on me. But I was uncomfortable because I didn't feel quite prepared to where I would have bullets in my mag.
Right.
So what's really cool at the shop is we have training classes. So there's lots of different training classes. Our concealed carry sells out almost every month. But I was lucky enough to take our women in handguns class as well as our women concealed carry. So the women in handguns is an introduction to all kinds of handguns, those kinds of things. And then the women's concealed carry is specifically centered around carrying your handgun. It's really fun. They run you through all these different types of drills. There's even this portion where you pretend you're sitting in a car and the assailant is in the back left.
In the back seat.
And you have to keep your hand on the imaginary wheel and turn and dry fire while still maintaining attention to the road, right?
Wow.
So that was really fun. But Pop Key Defense is who teaches that. And they teach both the women's classes, and not only does it just help you feel confident to where you understand all aspects that come with carrying a firearm, but because it's a women's only setting, it's not only tailored to the different things that you're going to have to deal with as a woman, like the different ways that you have to carry a gun. A lot of them are mothers, so, you know, safety with that, with your family, clothing options, but it also creates this environment where you can ask questions because, I mean, even if the person you're talking to is great about answering questions where you may be a female, I always feel like I have dumb questions.
Yeah.
You know, like,
no, I'm with you on that.
And I don't know if that's just me, but it feels like in those women's only classes, you not only have the support of the other women that are there behind you, but you really feel like you can ask the questions you need to completely feel comfortable.
And that's good. I mean, that's amazing. I know, I was telling you during the commercial break, my whole life I had shot rifles and long guns. And so when I was thinking about getting a handgun, a sidearm, I was afraid to ask some of those questions because I didn't, what a dummy, you know, that guy doesn't know anything. I really didn't know very much about handguns. And so for me, it was a little embarrassing at first, and I shouldn't have been embarrassed because, you know, the teachers and the people that I spoke to were very kind and wanted to explain everything to me. But, you know, every once in a while you'll ask a gun expert and he'll answer some question. And you're like, that's a foreign language to me. So I need someone that can be, and so taking classes, I think really, I took a defensive shooting class and a concealed carry class and that kind of stuff is so crucial.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you guys offer at Modern Warriors some classes for women in particular, especially.
Yeah.
And for beginners too.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
So we are short on time. Let's talk again one more time. We have 1 minute about the 10-year anniversary party. Tell us about it one more time.
So 10-year anniversary event, excuse me, Saturday, April 6th at Modern Warriors from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll have 50 different brands, wow. $25,000. Oh, yeah, no, $25,000 in giveaways. For some reason I said dollars. That was screwing me up. we've got food trucks. We'll have Chris Kisters, as well as giving away two custom signed guitars.
That is so cool.
It's going to be cool.
It's right there at Modern Warriors off the Bloomington exit. It's across the freeway from the Bloomington Walmart. If you're wondering where it is, it's kind of behind what the truck stop and the hotel back there, right? There's a couple of shops.
Yeah, that La Quinta.
So, all right. Then, Mal, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good to learn a lot about you. We are short on time. Bill Hoster on the program tomorrow. And then Mello is going to host Friday's show. Yes, Mello. That'll be fun. Thank you, ma'am.